Hashtag open up to the Netherlands. Hashtag open up to Jean-Gu McCroy and his song Birth of a New Age. He's had his first rehearsal here inside Rotterdam Ahoy. Should we talk about it?
Let's do this.
Your rhythm is rebellion. Jean-Gu is all about taking us on a journey from feeling oppressed, to feeling down and out, to finding the light, standing up for yourself, and standing on your two feet. He does this in many ways with this song, but one way is through the colorway, the colors that we see on stage. It starts off kind of gray, you know, there's fewer colors, and then cracks appear behind him, and eventually color paint splatters everywhere, it seems. You know, it's like every color of the rainbow, there's a journey. Okay, you find out that your rhythm is rebellion and you can move from gray to color. The costumes here are almost avant-garde. They're very bright. He's in blue, I believe. Yes, looking at this photo, big, not poofy pants, but maybe abstract pants. They're not the typical kind of trousers you would see. And he's got this lovely jacket that plunges down. Yeah, it's almost 70s, and yet it's not 70s. It's like world fashion. It's like, he's very good at playing with different cultures, melding things, so it's hard to pinpoint anything, but I know that he really stands out. He's a tall man. Like, what I realized watching this is he's very tall. There's a presence here, and that was nice. Final point for me, there's dancing, crunking. Aaron Bada and I, the Dutch journalist, were talking, and it resembles crunking, and whereas Waylon's crunking a few years ago left us all scratching our heads, this feels very organic. You know, it goes back to that idea of being trapped or being oppressed. I feel like the dancer is trying to let something out. He's trying to release the rebellion that is his rhythm. So as he shakes, he's suggesting, you know, I'm experiencing something. I'm being electrocuted by the power of my own, what's the word, my own abilities, my own potential, but also by the magic of Jean-Gu's song. Suzanne, what do you think of Birth of a New Age?
Birth of a New Age was bright and colorful. It's very theatrical. I've said this before. It kind of takes me back to the Broadway show Hamilton. I found his costume to be incredibly interesting. He's wearing underneath his blue jacket what looks like to be like a women's sports bra in bright pink with, and it's kind of lined in black. And then he has on this blue jacket, and it appears to have shoulder pads, and it tapers in towards the waist. And interestingly, we see this more in females. He shows just a bit of belly.
Yeah.
A nice belly it is, Jean-Gu. And then, you know, we've got a little bit of belly, and then he's wearing an ethnic sort of looking belt and these blue trousers. He's got this great energy. You can tell he's there to tell a story. Yeah. And it's like he really wants to get his message across. He sings in English. He sings in Surinamese. But he wants to make sure that everyone understands him. So as he's singing in Surinamese, the words that he is sharing appear behind him. It is very bright. It opens up gray. It ends bright. I feel like the colors represent that in this birth of a new age, we are accepting all of the colors of the rainbow run together. They are bright. They are shiny. They are unified. I do have one other point that is totally... his backup dancers. They were in white and pink and silver, I believe, but they all were dressed a little bit differently, and I just loved that. Yeah. That was just a little bit, it was all a little edgy, and I love that they all looked slightly different.
Yeah, I'm looking at the photo right now. Of course, his twin brother, Cillian, is in the photo. He is on stage supporting him vocally. And you've got these two others, or three others, there's just four of them. No, there are four of them. Sorry, two others. And it's very avant-garde. This one guy has like on a red tight top with like, are those tree branches? I don't know, and plaid pants. It's very memorable. It's very, the fashion is very every color of the rainbow. I like how at the end, they all walk down the catwalk. You know, this is the emancipatory moment. We have overcome. We are going to slay as a group. And they make that their own. Genderless and queer. There's a lot of, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to pinpoint here. They're giving us a sort of, what's the word? Freedom. There's a freedom of gender here. You know, they're not into boxes. They're into openness. Hashtag open up. I really like the messaging here. Now, Suzanne, thank you so much for your opinion. I want to get the opinion of a local Dutch person who obviously has a lot of passion for Jean-Gu. He is her man, and she is coming up right now. Her name is Esma, walking over, treating the press room like her own catwalk. How long can I keep talking without a person? Okay, Apple Girl is here. 3, 2, 1.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, my Dutch friend. Tell me, what did you think?
I'm amazed by this performance. It was so beautiful. Obviously, I love the message of the song, but this performance, it was just one burst of beauty.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love the representation of the Dutch colors, the flag. Django was wearing blue and his backup dancers were wearing red and white. So I think that's beautiful symbolism. I'm not sure if that was done on purpose, but I still like that. And I think it's a beautiful combination of his Dutch roots, but also his origin in Suriname. Is that how I pronounce it?
Suriname, yeah.
Suriname, yeah. So I think it's just amazing. Absolutely. I'm very proud as a Dutchie. And especially because we're hosting this contest, I think we can be super proud of Django. Absolutely.
That is lovely. And that's what you want to hear. When you're the host country, you want to make your own people proud, you know? Like, the result is almost an afterthought, because as long as the performance is solid and conveys something, you can feel proud. And he's doing all of that.
Absolutely. And the press room, everyone was clapping. Everyone was obsessed. So,
yeah. There's goodwill for him. I think people want him to do well. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of love for him because he's been a complete gentleman this entire Eurovision journey. Never said an ill word, just always positive. He shines bright like a diamond from within. He really does.
Absolutely. And I feel like throughout his Eurovision journey, he's been underrated a lot. So
yeah.
Hopefully after this performance, he will rise with the odds. But not only the odds, I hope people in general will appreciate this song more.
But you know what? Regardless, a star is born, honey. His star is going to keep on rising. In any case, that's what we think. What do you think? Are you living for Birth of a New Age? Do you think Django is going to avoid the curse of the host nation and climb the scoreboard? Let us know here on WeWe Blogs.
And we will see you later.
That's right.
Bye.